Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's party time. A week from today, Pittsburgh International Airport 2.0. And joining us, Bob Kurlick, Director of Public Affairs at the Allegheny County Airport Authority, and working on this for a long time. Robert, good morning.
Larry, good morning to you.
You got to be feeling pretty good at this point.
Yes, this is really more than a decade of planning, preparation, and work for Pittsburgh International Airport and 4 years of construction. So we are really excited for next Tuesday, and I am personally really excited for next week to be done because this is something that we've been working on for a long time.
Absolutely. So let's go through kind of the process that will take place on Tuesday. This is a massive effort, and once you start this process, there's no turning back, right?
That's right. So the way that will work, we'll do the switchover overnight. So the last day of the old terminal will be Monday, November 17th. And after the last arrivals that evening, late at night, then we will close off the old terminal and have the new roads open for the first 5 a.m. flights out on Tuesday, November 18th.
As you know, Bob, we're creatures of habit, especially in Pittsburgh. And so there'll be a lot of questions about where do I go. Let's first start with, you've added 6,000 additional parking spaces, correct?
That's right. So the new parking lots that we have is, of course, the new parking garage, which is right up against the new terminal. So just like the old garage, it's connected to the new terminal. There's 3,300 spaces in there, three times the amount of covered parking that we have, because as many business travelers know, that garage that we have now fills up many times during the week. We've added a new surface parking lot called the terminal lot, which is right up against the new terminal. And that lot is a walkable lot right up against the new terminal. And for folks that were used to parking in the old long-term lot, extended lot, and economy lot, those three lots will be combined into one new lot called the shuttle lot. And that will be shuttle service to the new terminal.
You know, I used to have a cheat code where I would park behind the Hyatt hotel there, and so I could get indoors as quick as possible. But that whole corridor will not be available or necessary that people currently use to get to the land side.
That's right, the moving walkway you're talking about, right?
Correct. So,
the moving walkway, you won't be able to access the new terminal through the moving walkway. Now, for folks, the moving walkway will be open to get to the Hyatt Hotel. So that will remain at least for now. So if you are parking there in that spot where you used to park there, Larry, in the long-term parking, that becomes part of the new shuttle lot. So we've bought brand new shuttles that are going to be, and more of them, right? And so the shuttle service is going to have real-time information in the shuttles. We built new shelters, which have heating elements in them,
nice.
And we'll have real-time information in to let you know when the next shuttle is coming, how many minutes, and how long it's going to take you to get to the terminal. So we estimate about 10-minute ride, including the stops, once you get on that shuttle. So for folks that are in there, we don't want people to be confused. You will be able to get in that moving walkway up to the Hyatt Hotel, but after that, it will be blocked off.
And that said, Bob, once you get to the airside, which you're going now directly, you're probably on average shaving, 20 minutes maybe?
Yeah, we estimate it cuts your time from curb to gate in half. And that's really because you're getting rid of that half mile journey, right, with the train. And once you get inside the terminal, it's very, very easy for folks once they get in there. The ticketing level is, of course, all on one level. The security is on the same level. So there's no transversing up and down levels that once you get your ticket. You go through the security checkpoint, which is much larger than the security checkpoint today. We have 12 lanes at the main checkpoint compared to the 7 lanes that we have today. It's one consolidated checkpoint. No longer do you have to worry about the alternate checkpoint. Is it open? Where is it at? Right. And it allows TSA to be much more efficient with their staff deployment, which in today's day and age is very important. On the baggage side, on the arrivals, we estimate it's going to be about, you'll get your bags twice as fast as you did before. And that's because we've eliminated 8 miles of bag belt. To get to with the baggage delivery system. So there's going to be a lot of amenities for travelers that they're going to notice right away with the new terminal. It's going to be a lot better for Pittsburgh travelers coming to and from Pittsburgh.
And you were gracious enough to take me on a tour, and this has been months now, so I can't wait to see the finished product. But one of the major notes in my mind was everybody who's going out of town is flowing one way, and everybody returning is flowing on the lower level. So you have, I would imagine, that there's just a much more streamlined operation in general.
Yeah, that's right. And so what you're referencing is everybody that's on the departures level is all heading toward the security checkpoint. And it goes toward that concept of intuitive wayfinding. Of course, we have plenty of signage there as well to guide folks on where they need to go. But it's very intuitive once you get in that building to figure out where you need to go. Everybody on departures is flowing toward the security checkpoint. Everybody on arrivals is flowing toward baggage claim. Now, you can get between the levels if you have to, but there's no need to be able to do that. You don't have the cross traffic like you have today of folks going in both directions and bumping into each other. It's a much smoother experience for people. In the center core, once you get through the checkpoint, there's a very short terminal bridge, and then you go through a very short tunnel, which mimics the four-pit tunnel experience, and you walk right into the renovated center core, and that is already open for folks. When you come into that center core, they did a beautiful job. It's really nice. There's a new concession right in there, and no longer will you need the train.
Well, I can't wait. I'm going to be there Tuesday, and I'll talk to you about details on that, because I was there when they opened the original airport broadcasting for KDKA.
I do know that, right? In the old rainbow machine.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, man, I'm excited about this. I'm sure you are. The team is excited. And 1 week from today, and it looks like timing is good. Looks like the shutdown is going to end, and hopefully they'll get the air traffic back to normal by the beginning of next week. So all the best, and certainly appreciate your time, and you guys should all be very excited and proud of this.
We are really excited. Thank you for coming. It's the region's new front door, and it's a fantastic experience for people coming to and from Pittsburgh. I can't wait for the region to really use it on a daily basis.
Just in time for the holiday travel season, as you well know. Bravo, Bob. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Bob Gerlich, Director of Public Affairs, Allegheny County Airport Authority, including, of course, Pittsburgh International 2.0.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.